Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of August 23rd. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Thank you so much to our newest patron, Adam. If you want to be like Adam, go to patreon.com/thegamersin, up your pledge, or become a new patron to get a shout-out all month long. Looking at the Gamers In, we've got 12 minutes on the clock. That's the only time reference I'm going to make. Because I played 12 minutes. I did end up finishing it. And here's the thing. It's a adventure game. Star-studded cast. Willem Dafoe. Daisy Ridley. The guy who plays... Yeah, Professor X in the new one. Why am I spacing on his name? I gotta look it up or else I'm doomed to forever walk this earth. No, I just Googled 12-12s. I shouldn't try to talk and Google at the same time. 12 minutes. Come on. Where is it? James McAvoy. So James McAvoy is the main character, the person you control. And yeah, it's an adventure game and an interesting concept. Basically, the idea is that you're reliving, 10 minutes, 12 minutes in a time loop. And you're trying to sort out what's going on. You're trying to unravel this story. Definitely something supernatural going on as your character is aware of the time loop. And that's all I'll say. Anything going any further would be spoilery. But I'll say this, I did finish it. My critiques of the game lie alongside a lot of other critiques that have been shared by others. The controls are a little wonky. It's definitely like a PC focused adventure game. So you're doing a lot of like cursor management and movement with the control stick. You're tapping A to move after you control your cursor. So there's a lot of that going on. It's cumbersome. There's also a lot of repetition as you're trying to work out how to progress through the time loop. But there's some really interesting concepts in there as well. Like when you set up a specific set of events to learn new information, that new information is available to you earlier in the next loop. Therefore, you're either to access more information or even skip through a bunch of steps you had to take before to get to that moment. So again, like there's a lot of interesting concepts there, and I can just imagine the flow of post-it notes on the wall as they try to develop this game. And like a lot of games that have like these complex narratives, it can be very tough to finish it, and provide a satisfying ending. And I think that's where I'll leave it. I am going to talk to Jocelyn and see if she's playing as well. I would really love to do like a spoiler-focused playthrough of this game or discussion of this game because there's a lot to be said about the story itself, but I'll save that for the show and I'll certainly ask Jocelyn. It's super bite-sized. I finished in about 4 or 5 sit-downs. I'd say probably like 8 hours, 6 to 8 hours, and it's on Xbox Game Pass, both PC and Xbox, so check it out. Speaking of Xbox Game Pass for PC, Jocelyn and I are going to be playing Humankind. I played a little bit of it, and after I record this, we're going to go play some multiplayer and check that out. So we'll be talking about that as well. Humankind is a new 4X game from the Endless series developers, Amplitude. And it's definitely Civ. It's definitely Civilization with a new sort of hook where you are setting up your avatar and you're moving through the ages. And as opposed to picking one civilization, you get to adopt in each age, you have a chance to adopt a different type of civilization, if that makes sense. And again, it's a very complex game, and I'm glad Jocelyn's playing it, because I have no idea if I'd be able to describe it on my own. It's a lot. It's a lot. But, for the show, when we record on Tuesday, we'll have the Xbox Gamescom announcements all done, although I've heard those announcements are very updates on existing games, but you know what, with Xbox I wouldn't be surprised to see one surprise or one big update on a game that may not be coming this year, but I for one am looking forward to our first look again at the Halo Infinite campaign, because it's been way too long and that game comes out in December. So come on folks, let's do this. All right. Other updates. This is, again, the Xenoblade 2 Chronicles update corner. Obviously not playing Xenoblade Chronicles 2 because I finished it. However, I've had some thoughts and I've had some feedback from Discord based on last mini about what we should do next. And, you know, I played a little bit of the Tales of Arise demo on PlayStation 5, really enjoyed it. So it's looking very likely that I'll be picking that one up. The demo doesn't give too much away towards the story. It's very much more about like setting up the basic idea of what's going on and more about exploration and the combat. So, but that brings me to the topic of the future of the Xenoblade Chronicles 2 update corner, which will likely get a name change based on what we do in the future. But I do like the idea of a loose game club weekly update and have, you know, and there have been a lot of suggestions as to what we can do. But I think the coolest way to go forward would be to do a poll to see what the patrons want to hear. So I will link to the poll in the show notes. It'll be through patreon.com. So you'll need to have a Patreon account at least. I'll leave it open to everybody since technically the mini can be listened to by anybody. However, if you don't have a Patreon account and you want to, you know, share your opinion, you can message DM me in Discord or send me a tweet at @rmurphy. But looking at it right now, I think the options are we're going to start something in September. So we would start in September. And the poll will include, you know, backlog options, new games, and, you know, backlog options in terms of like what I have right now, what I've had, you know, way back when, so reaching farther back, like Xenoblade Chronicles 2, and speaking of which, some Xenoblade options as well. So here are the options. Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition, it's certainly come up that I have not finished that game. There's an option to play it on the Switch, and lovely listener Jimmy, a good friend of mine, he said he would hook me up with a copy for you know, a fair price. So I'm going to take him up on that offer. So I will have that game at some point in the near future. That's an option. Xenoblade Chronicles 2, The Golden Country, which is the DLC for Xenoblade Chronicles 2. That seems like a natural next step. Mass Effect 3, I was running through those Mass Effect games pretty quick. And this game certainly falls into the Ryan really wants to finish it and could use a kick in the butt. So Mass Effect 3 is an option. Tales of Arise, that's the new game on the list. I really feel like I'm going to play that game. If that option gets selected, I'll likely play a good chunk of it to talk about it on the Gamers Inn, and then like Xenoblade Chronicles 2, everything that comes after that will be on the mini. So keep that in mind. And the other one is Astral Chain, another heavily anime-focused game that I picked up on Nintendo Switch, played through the first intro section where you are on a motorcycle and introduces you to some of the concepts of the game, and then stopped playing. Never picked it back up. That game also came out alongside, funny enough, Link's Awakening, another game that I played a good chunk of, never finished, but that one's not on the list. Astral Chain is on the list. So, you know, I made a joke that this isn't going to become the Ryan's anime update corner. It doesn't have to be, although I know 4 of the 5 options are anime focused. But here's the thing. You have the choice. I'll leave the poll up for a couple weeks. I'll definitely, you know, share it on Twitter and share it on our Facebook page and in Discord, so everybody knows they have a chance to hit it up and let us know what you think. I'll also share it on the main show so all of our listeners get to have a say. And yeah, I'm excited to hear from everybody. Definitely let me know. Vote in the poll. Hit me up on Discord, Twitter. Let me know what you think. Looking at Summoner's Call, we just recorded. We went over our summoning results from the Choose Your Legend banner. And that was a lot of fun. We also did the penultimate episode of Game Club for the Verdant Wind route of 3 houses. We are going to take next week off because it is a bit of lull in Fae content. But when we return, we'll have the Legendary Hero to talk about. And Eddie told me we'll have a preview. We should have a preview of the next Special Heroes batch. So looking forward to that. And that will be our last episode of the 3 Houses Game Club for Verdant Wind. We'll conclude that. We'll have a great discussion about Chapter 22. I'm looking forward to it very much. So chapter 21 sort of left off at a like, ooh, we're heading into the end here. Let's see what we get. So gotta say, Verdant Wind appears to be the route to play from a story perspective. Gives you a lot. That's all I'll say. Anyways, I think that's going to about do it for this mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.